Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can. If we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
This is a time in the program where we do a sustainable business interview, and that is thanks to our friends at Sustainable Life Media, and in advance of their upcoming very exciting green conference, Sustainable Brands 09, coming up in about a month from now. One of the featured speakers is Lewis Perkins, and he is a champion for sustainability both in his personal and professional life. Professionally, he is the director of sustainable strategies for the Mohawk Group. It's a leading carpet manufacturer and a commercial division of Mohawk Industries. Many of you have heard of or heard directly Ray Anderson. He is the eco-evangelist who had his wake-up call at Interface Carpets and wrote a book about it called A Mid-Course Correction. Well, he's doing great green things and really changing the industry, as you'll hear from Lewis Perkins. But Lewis's company is even larger in terms of carpet manufacturing. So we're going to find out what they're doing at Mohawk to make the world a better and greener place. Welcome to the Green Front, Lewis.
Thanks, Betsy. How are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on a recent recognition you got for exceptional environmental standards. Tell us about it.
Thank you so much. Yes. Well, I think there's so many ways in which we've been recognized over the last few years, and one of them, which is the one that you recognize, is for the work that we've done with our GreenWorks recycling facility, which we established about 2 years ago up in North Georgia. And the center was created to make sure that the carpet that we bring back, keep out of landfill, finds a new home in its second recycled life.
And how does that actually play out? I know that there's some plastic bottles in there, some tire tread in there in the middle.
Sure, sure. So Mohawk is actually the largest recycler in the industry. And and first of all, I appreciate you bringing up Ray Anderson, because I think it's important to note so much of the great work that he's done in bringing awareness to our whole industry, and for others to know about the great work of the carpet and industry as a whole. Several years back, the Carpet and Rug Institute partnered with the EPA to develop an organization called Carpet America's Recovery Effort. And what was done was basically the whole industry came together and decided, you know, carpet in landfills is a problem. And it's taking up roughly 6% of the real estate space of landfills in North America, and the majority of it is petroleum-based nylon. And so it's not going anywhere. So we've got a problem, and what are we going to do about it? And so goals were established by the organization, and all of us have individual goals that, you know, we've attached to ourselves. But basically what we've done is created this center to bring back carpet when it's pulled out of whether it's homes or whether it's apartment buildings, commercial spaces, and we recycle that carpet and turn it into densified nylon pellets as well as polypropylene and all the materials that we recycle, and we find other markets for them, or we put it back into our own products. So in many cases, we're able to put that recycled content back into the backing of new carpet. But we've also partnered with aeronautics industry, automobile industry, and found places where they can use it in their own applications. So that's one piece. And then you brought up the soda bottles, which is actually a really great story. Mohawk is the largest purchaser of PET1, which is all those plastic soda and water bottles that we're talking about all the times these days, the culprit of the beverage industry. But we found a home for them, and we found that home under your feet in our carpet. And so for a number of years now, we've been recycling those in a plant in Somerville, Georgia, where we actually melt down the plastic and extrude it back into a fiber that becomes a residential carpet called Everstrand.
Now, Ray Anderson, who I first heard speak about 10 years ago, and like most people who hear him, he brought tears to my eyes, especially he used to, up until recently, end his talks with Tomorrow's Child, a poem about, you know, thinking about the consequences of our
Absolutely.
Actions and business as usual and our manufacturing standards on, you know, future generations. And one of those times that I heard him, I was with my five-year-old daughter, and I swear to God, she stood up on the chair and clapped after his talk. And I don't know how she even understood what he was talking about, but when he read that poem, it somehow cosmically, psychically resonated with her. So I've been one of his fans. He has so many, and he really revolutionized carpet tiles. And yet you're a much bigger company. So what are you doing to sort of help raise awareness about both the challenges with your product and textile industry and you know, spread the word to not only manufacturers but to increase demand from your customers? And do you sell to consumers directly or just to businesses and commercial?
To both, and in fact, you know, the residential side of our business makes up a very large piece of our annual revenues. And in terms of our commercial business, we're about similar size to Interface and Ray Anderson's company, and we also we're the largest producer of flooring in the world, and so we make hard surface and tile and you know pretty much every flooring surface possible we have a solution for. But you bring up some really good points. I think inspirational leadership has been for years has been so we've been so hungry for it in this country, and particularly inspirational leadership from our corporations and now from our from Washington, but you know, those who've been out there really sort of speaking about the dire need for us all to retool the way we work in this world and retooling the way we manufacture and we make things and then what we do with them at the end of life is critical. And you know, you spoke to the volume of Mohawk. We're so large that when we make changes, it has a significant impact both financially, socially, environmentally. So we've been, you know, keenly aware of that as a corporation, and making sure that when we're rolling out new products, that we are thinking about the end of life cycle, and that we're not only just, you know, talking about it, but it's actually being implemented into some of our programs. And so the carpet recovery is a huge piece of that, and probably one of the most significant things we do. But in addition to that, that we make sure that the materials that we're putting out have recycled content in them. So in the case of our commercial carpets, the majority of our carpets have recycled content in them. And then also that we make sure that they're healthy. So in the case of having low VOC, you know, ratings, low VOC emission ratings on all of our rugs and carpets that are in both commercial and residential spaces is critical.
Okay. We're almost out of time, Lewis, which is not so great. But just tell our listeners, who I hope will be showing up at Sustainable Brands 09 at the end of May, what you'll be talking about in your session.
Absolutely. At Sustainable Brands, we're kind of in the works right now on a couple different things we'll be talking about. So one of them is kind of in being cooked up. But secondly, I'll be speaking about some of these topics on how companies have been making changes and really highlighting some of the fiscal changes and how we've stayed invested in sustainability in order to see results.
And we want to thank our content partners, Sustainable Life Media, for making this show possible. I want to thank you, Lewis Perkins, for being on it. And our other sponsors include, most recently, the Alliance for Climate Protection. Very excited to have them on board. That's Al Gore's nonprofit group to raise money and raise awareness for the need for climate change action, and in particularly right now, legislation. Also, GreenWorks, our friends at Clorox, who make the natural cleaning product line. They're doing a great job. Check them out. And last but not least, Mighty Leaf Tea. They make a wonderful line of green teas, organic as well, and I'm sipping some right now as we speak. Well, it is time to wrap up my speaking, this edition of On the Green Front Radio closing down. I want to wish you all a very happy Earth Day, Earth Week, and every day and week. That is, if you want to count on the Earth to sustain us. See you next time.